Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Burns. Emergency call. Claudia Gerold and Thomas Meyerhoff are washing their ambulance down in the garage when their pager calls them to the next emergency. Thomas reads the information from the display. Karl Bernestraße 37, family Meyer, child with burns. Oh no, a pediatric emergency of all things. While Claudia steers the ambulance through the evening rush hour traffic, the team talks about which material they need to carry to the emergency, as well as the usual materials such as emergency rucksack, ventilator, and ECG. They both decide to take the pediatric emergency rucksack too. Initial information. Already waiting for them on the street is a man dressed in a suit and wildly gesticulating. Come quickly! My three-year-old son has spilled boiling water all over himself! Claudia and Thomas look concerned as they follow the man quickly into the flat. On the way, they find out that the man had just arrived home from work, and his wife was greeting him at the door when they heard screams coming from the kitchen. They immediately went to check on their child and then called the emergency services. Situation at the scene. The man takes the team into the bathroom. His wife is standing under the shower with the three-year-old and is cooling the child's face and upper body with lukewarm water. She has already removed his clothing. She is distraught and is loudly sobbing.
I just took my eyes off him for a second. I didn't even think about the water for the noodles.
While Thomas takes care of the little patient, Claudia comforts the mother and asks her to sit down in the living room.
Mrs. Meyer, don't worry. My colleague and I are going to see to your child now.
Examination and preliminary findings. Thomas has examined the child and summarizes his preliminary findings for Claudia. In the meantime, he has stopped cooling the patient. Parts of the child's face and neck are severely reddened, and parts of the upper body and right upper arm appear to show more severe scalding. In some parts, blisters have formed, and there is also some peeling of the skin. Thomas estimates the percentage of second-degree burns as approximately 9% of the total body surface area. To determine the area affected by burns, he uses the hand area rule, where the area of a person's hand is equal to roughly 1% of their total body surface area. Vital functions. The young patient is crying bitterly and is complaining of strong pain. His airways are clear and his breathing and circulation are both normal at this point. Thomas and Claudia decide to lay the child on a sterile cloth and to quickly insert an intravenous line. Shortly after this, the emergency doctor arrives. He administers 0.02 milligrams fentanyl to combat the pain, and, as the patient has a body weight of 12 kilograms, an additional 1 milligram of midazolam for sedation. Shortly afterwards, the child falls into a deep sleep. The doctor monitors his breathing carefully, while Thomas attaches the ECG and pulse oximeter for monitoring. He measures the child's blood pressure on his uninjured arm. It is normal at 100 to 65 millimeters of mercury. The child's breathing and pulse are a little accelerated, but return to normal with the onset of sleep. Wound treatment and patient transfer. The doctor decides to send the child to a nearby hospital for initial treatment, and then to transfer him by helicopter to a burns center. Before the transfer, Thomas covers the boy's wounds lightly with sterile dressings. Finally, he wraps the young patient carefully in the sterile cloth and carries him gently into the ambulance. A neighbor looks after the mother, and the father accompanies his son in the ambulance in the passenger seat.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.